This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today stated that double standards on terrorism is unacceptable. Delivering his statement at the SCO summit in Tianjin, Mr. Modi termed terrorism as a huge challenge for humanity, saying terrorism in all its forms should be condemned. Mr. Modi said India has been dealing with terrorism for the last four decades. He expressed gratitude to the countries that showed solidarity with India after the Pahalgam terror attack.
और कितने बच्चे अनाथ हुए। हाल ही में हमने पहलगाम में टेररिज्म का बहुत ही घिनौना रूप देखा। इस दुख की घड़ी में जो मित्र देश हमारे साथ खड़े रहे, मैं उनका आभार व्यक्त करता हूं।
Prime Minister Modi also exchanged perspectives with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese President Xi Jinping during the SCO summit. Prime Minister Modi will hold bilateral meeting with the Russian President later today. Prime Minister Modi and Chinese President Xi Jinping held wide-ranging talks with a focus on rebuilding the bilateral ties between India and China yesterday. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said, in the meeting, Mr. Modi underlined the importance of peace and tranquility on the border areas for continued development of bilateral relations. Foreign Secretary said, Prime Minister Modi conveyed it very clearly to Chinese President that peace and tranquility at the border is like an insurance policy for India-China ties. Mr. Misri said that there was an understanding on the need to maintain peace on the borders using the existing mechanisms and avoid disturbances to the overall relationship going forward. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a three-day visit to Karnataka and Tamil Nadu beginning today. The president will grace the Diamond Jubilee celebrations of the All India Institute of Speech and Hearing at Mysuru today. Tomorrow, she will attend the 120th Foundation Day celebrations of City Union Bank in Chennai. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will visit Jammu today to review ongoing relief and rescue operations and assess the damage caused by recent cloud bursts and floods, particularly in Katra, where landslides along the Vaishno Devi pilgrimage route have caused several deaths. Mr. Shah will also chair a high-level review meeting. The Ministry of Home Affairs has constituted inter-ministerial central teams for Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab and Jammu and Kashmir to assess the damage caused by heavy rainfall, floods, flash floods, cloudbursts and landslides. In a statement, the ministry said that on the directions of Home Minister Amit Shah, these teams will conduct on-the-spot assessments of the situation and review the relief work carried out by the respective state governments. The central teams will visit the flood and landslide-affected districts of Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab and Jammu and Kashmir. Union Minister Kiran Rijiju has said that the spectacular GDP growth of 7.8% in this quarter has proved that no one can manage the economy better than Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Talking to reporters after unveiling the Birsa Munda statue at Bhagwan Birsa Munda Bhavan in New Delhi, Mr. Rijiju said the top economist in the world is saying that Prime Minister Modi is running the Indian economy in the best way. He said to make India self-reliant, it is necessary to promote in India and adopt Swadeshi. At least 9 people were killed and 15 others injured when a powerful earthquake of magnitude 6 on the Richter scale struck southeastern Afghanistan late last night. The United States Geological Survey reported that the quake was recorded 27 kilometers east-northeast of Jalalabad. About 20 minutes later, Jadanhangar province experienced another tremor, registering a magnitude of 4.5 at a depth of 10 kilometers. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red colour warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall with isolated extremely heavy rainfall over Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand today. IMD also forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over East Rajasthan, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit-Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Odisha, Punjab and Uttar Pradesh for the next 2 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.